Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 429 for Friday, June the 10th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Friday morning, taking strength from soybeans and some speculative trading. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $4.50 higher, with the July contract checking in at $526.90 a ton. That's up $4.30, while the November contract was at $528.90 a ton. That's up $2.80. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of the release of the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report, and that's due out at 11 o'clock Central Daylight Time. Commercial demand for oil seeds has been strong, and that was bullish for the market. However, on the other side, losses in crude oil and the vegetable oil market weighed on values. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less desirable to foreign buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 11 cents higher, with the most active July contract checking in at $11.87 a bushel. The market got a boost from ideas that today's USDA report will slash the estimate for U.S. stockpiles of soybeans. The crop in Argentina continues to be battered by weather, which was supportive. U.S. exports are looking very reasonable these days. Hot temperatures are also expected in the U.S. Midwest this weekend, and that was supportive as the weather is expected to stress the crop. Corn was 4 cents per bushel stronger, with the July contract sitting at $4.30 a bushel. The market was supported by ideas the old corn carryout figures in today's report will go down. Frost hit some parts of southern Brazil yesterday, and a stronger system of cold temperatures is expected to descend over the weekend, spreading a bit farther north and west in Brazil. The July-September corn spread seems to be widening out. U.S. wheat was 2 cents lower, with the July contract checking in at $5.09 a bushel. The winter wheat harvest is proceeding rapidly in Kansas, with good yields reported so far, and that was bearish. The average estimate for the old wheat carryout is expected to be higher in today's report, and that also put a bit of pressure on prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, June the 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.